From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. An Egyptian investigator says it's too early to say what caused last week's crash of a Russian jetliner. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports officials say they're pursuing all possible explanations, including an explosion.
The head of the Egyptian investigating committee, Ayman El-Mukaddam, revealed one important clue.
A noise was heard in the last second of the CVR recording.
He said the CVR, or cockpit voice recorder, will be analyzed to see what the noise was. He insisted that investigators have not reached any decisions on the cause.
The committee is considering all possible scenarios for the cause of the accident and did not reach any conclusion in this regard.
Britain, Russia, and other nations have suspended or limited flights to Egypt in case the crash is found to be an act of terrorism. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Human rights groups monitoring Syria say ISIS has released 37 Assyrian Christians after holding them captive for months. NPR's Alice Fordham reports those freed were among more than 200 Assyrians captured in February.
Photos posted on Facebook by a rights group showed the freed captives, most of them elderly women, making their way off a bus. The members of the minority were captured when ISIS took a string of mainly Christian villages in northeast Syria earlier this year. An ISIS video surfaced in the summer of 10 men from the group asking their community to help secure their release. The rights monitor says tribal leaders have been helping mediate talks between the church and the extremists. An Assyrian activist says that ISIS has asked for many millions of dollars in ransom money. The community has been divided about whether to negotiate. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Beirut.
Two Louisiana police officers are being charged with second-degree murder in the shooting death of a 6-year-old boy this week. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the officers shot into a vehicle they said they were pursuing.
Investigators and state police are conducting interviews and poring over the forensic evidence to determine just how the shooting occurred on Tuesday night. But Louisiana State Police Superintendent Michael Edmondson says that they saw enough evidence to warrant the arrest of two of the officers involved.
We took some of the body cameras footage. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to talk about it, but I'm going to tell you this. It is the most disturbing thing I've seen. And I will leave it at that.
A coroner says that the 6-year-old boy was struck by several bullets while buckled into the vehicle's front passenger seat. His father was critically injured but survived. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
The World Health Organization says Sierra Leone is now free of Ebola. It was West Africa's hardest-hit country since the outbreak started last year. Sierra Leone's last confirmed Ebola patient was discharged from a hospital in September, and there have been no confirmed cases in the week since, long after the end of the virus's incubation period. This is NPR. Health officials on the island of Hawaii are reporting nearly 24 cases of dengue fever. Hawaii Public Radio's Bill Dorman has details.
The numbers keep climbing. Dengue fever is spread by mosquitoes and is relatively rare in Hawaii. Symptoms include fever, headaches, muscle pain, and rashes. Concerns about the current outbreak have led state officials to close Ho'okena Beach Park on the west side of the Big Island of Hawaii. Crews are spraying for mosquitoes, and so far that's the only public area that's been affected. But state epidemiologist Sarah Park says there are cases in various spots around the island. No other island in the state has reported any cases of dengue fever. For NPR News, I'm Bill Dorman in Honolulu.
California prison officials are proposing a new method of lethal injection for death row inmates. Bob Hensley reports it involves a single lethal drug.
The plan is an effort to resume executions in California. The process was halted a decade ago following legal challenges regarding the constitutionality of lethal injections. The new method consists of administering a single deadly drug to an inmate instead of a traditional cocktail. Corrections officials could select one of four recommended drugs. The unveiling of the new regulation doesn't guarantee that executions will resume. The proposal is subject to a public hearing before it could be finally approved and implemented. California currently has 747 inmates awaiting execution. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
This is NPR News from Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.